gravitational waves induced from primordial black hole fluctuations, the effect of an extended mass function, by Theodoros Papanikolaou. The gravitational potential of initially Poisson-distributed primordial black holes, PBH, can induce a stochastic gravitational wave background, SGWB, at second order in cosmological perturbation theory. This SGWB was previously studied in the context of general relativity, GR, and modified gravity setups by assuming a monochromatic PBH mass function. Here we extend the previous analysis in the context of GR by studying the aforementioned SGWB within more physically realistic regimes where PBHs have different masses. In particular, starting from a power law cosmologically motivated primordial curvature power spectrum, we extract the extended PBH mass function and the associated to it PBH gravitational potential, which acts as the source of the scalar-induced SGWB. At the end, by taking into account the dynamical evolution of the PBH gravitational potential during the transition from the matter era driven by PBHs to the radiation era, we extract the respective GW signal today. Interestingly, in order to trigger an early PBH-dominated era and avoid the GW constraints at BBN, we find that the spectral index NS of our primordial curvature power spectrum should be within the narrow range NS in 1.1482/1.1493, while at the same time the GW signal is found to be potentially detectable by LISA. This was gravitational waves induced from primordial black hole fluctuations, the effect of an extended mass function, by Theodoros Papanikolaou.